This is a Fox News alert. Campus chaos coast to coast. I'm Dave Anthony. That's when Los Angeles police finally showed up at UCLA early this morning, 3 hours after clashes broke out.
About 150 to 200 pro-Israel demonstrators arrived to face off with the people that are barricaded in the pro-Palestine encampment because they put up wooden pallets, boards, plywood, 2x4s, chairs, metal. The face-off got extremely violent. We saw people with some severe head injuries, people using metal bats.
That's Gigi Gracia with Fox 11 TV in L.A. In New York City, Columbia called the police.
NYPD does not use tear gas. Okay, we use distraction devices.
Assistant Commissioner Carlos Nieves, officers stormed the campus building late last night, clearing out the students who had taken it over. They also cleared an tent encampment.
Student protesters were arrested just behind this campus gate here at Columbia University. Droves of them were then brought out to NYPD correctional buses.
Fox's CB Cotton.
And just before midnight, the NYPD cleared out a pro-Palestinian encampment at City College of New York. A spokesperson says at least 25 people there were arrested.
And they've also been clearing out an encampment at Tulane in New Orleans, and protests have closed the campus at Portland State in Oregon. Former President Trump's calling on the violence to end immediately, urging President Biden to do something, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken holds talks in Israel today trying to broker a ceasefire in Gaza. It's an off day at the Trump criminal trial, so the former president will campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin. Vice President Harris will go to Florida to speak out against the new law that took effect today, banning most abortions at 6 weeks of pregnancy.
Florida joins Georgia and South Carolina as southern states with 6-week bans, though Florida voters will be asked to approve or reject a state constitutional amendment this fall, which is written to prevent the restrictions.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Hey, guys, don't be that dad without life insurance. When thanks to Ethos, you can be that great dad with life insurance to help keep his family living exactly like they do now, secure and protected in the event of the unexpected. With a fast and easy online experience, some policies as low as a dollar a day and up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Ethos makes getting life insurance protection hassle-free. E for easy, E for Ethos at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Again, our top Fox News story, the protests at college campuses nationwide that got ugly overnight at UCLA in California, with pro and anti-Israeli demonstrators clashing as police cleared encampments at Columbia and City College in New York City. There are also Palestinian sympathizers in the UK. One of them, a British police officer, now facing terror charges.
26-year-old Mohammed Adil, who's from Bradford in the north of England, was arrested last November. He's now being charged with a terror offence, allegedly publishing an image in support of Hamas. We're told the inquiry focused on messages shared over WhatsApp. Hamas is banned in the UK as a terrorist organisation. Adil has been suspended from his job and will appear in court in London tomorrow. In recent months, several people have been arrested in the UK for showing support for Hamas at pro-Palestinian protests. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A disaster in China. A highway collapsed after heavy rains, bringing cars down with it, killing at least 24 people. More Americans with student loan debt are getting a break. But this forgiveness plan is different.
The Biden administration is approving more than $6 billion in loan cancellation for 317,000 borrowers who attended the art institutes. In a statement, President Biden says the institution falsified data, knowingly misled students, and cheated borrowers into taking on mountains of debt without leading to promising career prospects. All of the Art Institute's campuses abruptly closed last year following fraud allegations and the loss of accreditation. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling after losing April. The Dow fell more than 5%, its worst month in a year and a half. In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia beat New York in overtime. Milwaukee topped Indiana, so the 76ers and Bucks stave off elimination. Cleveland went up 3-2 on Orlando. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, rising tensions at a pro-Palestine protest on the University of Illinois campus being blamed for the cancellation of a 5K race in Champaign. The race set to take place Friday at the Alma Mater statue on campus. The cancellation happened after all police assigned to the 5K course was reassigned to assist with the incident on campus. An Indiana man dead. It follows a crash last week in Champaign. Police say the victim riding on a motorcycle last Thursday when he collided with a car at the intersection of University and 4th. He died at the hospital. The driver of the car cited at the scene for failure to yield to oncoming traffic. The crash under investigation. Respiratory virus levels are way down in Illinois as respiratory virus season winds down. Overall, respiratory virus level now minimal in all counties in the state at low level for COVID. The total number of COVID-19 hospitalizations in Illinois declined 22% for the week ending April 20th. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Hi.
It is Wednesday. This is May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Called it May Day. We used to make little eggshells with little flowers in them back in the day.
Yeah, me too.
It's Greg Solier brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, if you're looking for opportunities for growth in a productive environment and you have that kind of zeal and zest to help others, well, just go to carl.org/career and find out about opportunities.
Another very nice dry day here across East Central Illinois. Greg Solier, our meteorologist, has knowledge as to what's coming, what's happening.
And May 1, back in the day, I guess, you would say, good morning, comrades.
That's right, May Day.
The big parade would go on overseas, yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, all right. What are you seeing here the rest of our week, bud?
Well, I think, you know, it's par for the course, typical springtime stuff around here. Get a little rain for a day, day and a half, and bits and pieces. You get maybe a couple of 2 or 3 days in a row of drier weather, rinse and repeat, a little more rain, a couple of 2 or 3 more days of dry time, and that's the way she goes around here. No complete dry down, but drying windows of opportunity. And it's kind of normal, you know, May weather, kind of normal mid-springtime weather around here. We typically come up with a half to a little shy, maybe to 2/3 to 3/4 of an inch of rain across our part of the Corn Belt. That's normal stuff around here when it does happen. So just do the best you can planning things out. Still think it'll be more times out there than not with the Springfield work and planting operations as a whole. We're running a few percentage points ahead of schedule on the corn and soybean side of things. But again, that's the national perspective, taking in the slow start to others who made some quicker progress here over the past few weeks. We did get a couple of shower clusters on the overnight hours north of Champaign and Champaign County. Those have since petered out. A couple of sprinkles in northwest Ohio. Nice, mild morning. South wind 64. Willard and Savoy. Same at Danville, 61. Bloomington normal. And up at the Kankakee, 65. At St. Louis, 78 today. Skies will turn partly cloudy. Yes, we'll get more sun as the day wears on. Southwest to west breezes around northwest this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight down to 59. And there may be a stray sprinkly shower maybe out northwest of us tomorrow morning. I don't think anything here in town. Maybe a thunderstorm getting going out there as well in the afternoon. Good days worth of dry weather tomorrow, and highs up to 84 in a south wind, but we will get into some scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night and through Friday morning, probably again another half to 3/4 inch. 62 tomorrow night, 75 on Friday, maybe a sprinkle late Saturday night, dry for the weekend. There's another two and a half days worth of dry time for you into maybe Monday of next week. 77 Saturday, 74 Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, back into scattered showers and thunderstorms late Monday, Tuesday next week. Daytime temperatures close to 80 degrees. For Stephen Deere Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He is a political strategist, the Lawfare Project Senior Counsel, Gerard Folletti. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, did you know there's an election coming up? Have you heard that? Or is that just a rumor? Man.
If I hadn't been watching the news, I would not know it.
All right, so tell me how RFK Jr. plays into the election of Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
Right now, RFK Jr. is a fascinator. He's an item of fascination because outside of Donald Trump's trials and Joe Biden falling asleep, there's not much going on. So people are focusing on him and really seeing what he is saying. And right now, he's gaining traction in the polls. Those polls are showing that he's getting a little bit more support from Donald Trump than his supporters have expected. But ultimately, this right now is not going to continue on the trend it is.
So is this the kind of the Ross Perot effect, because nobody's really had that kind of influence since perhaps Perot?
The Ross Perot effect, I think, was more the dissatisfaction with both parties and both candidates. And he appealed to the more center-moderate libertarian mindset in America at the time. We don't really have that now. What we have is RFK Jr. supporters tend to be more moderate Democrats who over the years shifted their affiliation to the Republican Party and were strong Trump supporters. But now that they're seeing someone of their political ideology in the race, they're more interested to see what he has to say.
Okay, so it's possible somebody could become president with 41% of the vote.
So long as you have the Electoral College vote, yeah. That's what matters.
Yeah, so what happens? Does it go to the House of Representatives, I think? We're not sure. We don't get to 270? Is that how that works?
Correct. If it goes to the House of Representatives, then each state gets a vote, and it's voted on a by party line, basically. Who controls the majority of delegates in each state control that state's vote. And right now, I believe 26 states have a Republican majority in Congress. So I think that we're seeing which direction that's going in. 26 to 28, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think happens, Gerard?
Well, I think that what happens realistically is by summer, when Trump and Biden are on the campaign trail in full, well, at least Trump will be, I think the attention will go off of RFK Jr. I think that people will go back to realizing the importance of picking between Trump and Biden, and that's precisely what's going to happen. And if there are debates this fall, which really is up to Joe Biden if he wants to participate, I don't expect to see RFK on that stage. So his candidacy will be marginalized even more.
Well, he wouldn't be at the debate, even though he gets, what, 15% or whatever he might have, huh?
I don't think he's going to get that far. I think right now it's under 10, and the way traditionally third-party candidates have gone is they've gone down a little in support when the main party conventions take place. So if you look at history, his support will actually go down over the summer, and then it's open question whether it'll go back up.
Does Donald Trump get a conviction hung around his neck before the election, Gerard?
At this point, I would say that he might very well be convicted of this drama unfolding in a New York City criminal court. Alvin Bragg surely has stacked the system against him, but I don't think that's going to deter voters. I think most people do see that as a politicized and highly inappropriate charge to bring. The other trials are not going to even take place before November, so I don't think that'll be a factor.
Okay. All right. Fascinating, though, who Donald Trump might pick as a VP. Any insight?
Donald Trump has surprised me so much over the years that I wouldn't even want to guess. but I think that whoever he picks will be someone who is very much aligned with his view that America needs to change in the sense that we've gone too far to the left in some ways. So he will pick a vice presidential candidate who is not mainstream, who is not an expected choice, a safe choice. He will go with someone who is very much aligned with his views.
Vivek Ramaswamy, sounds like you picked him. That's his description, isn't he?
He might fit the description, but I also think that he realizes that Ramaswamy is the type of person who wants media attention, perhaps more than Trump does, and that's a personality clash that won't go well.
Gerard Filitti, F-I-L-I-T-T-I. How can people connect with you and the Lawfare Project? Senior Counsel Gerard Filitti, how do they find you?
Well, they can find me on Twitter at Gerard Filitti or at the Lawfare Project, at Lawfare Project.
Hey, thanks for your time and insight. Appreciate it.
No, thank you.
On the Tavern's Toyin phone line, ESPN 93.5 714, Coleman Hawkins has entered the transfer portal.
Yes.
And it's essentially to cover the bases. He still wants to be, you know, an NBA.
Pre-draft
guy.
NBA.
Yeah. So if that doesn't go, he still has an option.
Because he has that pandemic year.
Yeah, he's got a fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I guess he has grad students have to what, May 1?
No, which is today.
Well, he's in the portal, but I don't know what it means. Please, somebody help me.
He's covering his bases.
Yeah, okay, but would he come back here? Or is it just, Kofi Coburn took to the transfer portal, but he came back.
Right.
I guess it depends on what we got. And my understanding is the scoring Terrence Shannon replacement potential, David Jones from Memphis, is now in the portal.
Right.
And he averaged 22 points a game last year. So that's some news. You know, Nico Moretti has left transfer portals.
And Ben Hemrick has locked in.
Ben Hemrickhaus, basket by Ben Hemrickhaus. Right. Yeah, he's in. 6'9", shoots the three at 41%. Mm-hmm. So, no, I have no idea who's on the ball club, and I have no idea who's going to, who
just
knows?
Trying to keep track over here.
Man, it's really challenging to track all this stuff.
The Illini bashed 7 home runs en route of number 24 Indiana State. to get back into the win column again with a 21-11 run rule victory in seven innings. So 26-15 on the season. So go Illini.
Yeah.
That sounds good. And Ohio State at 6 o'clock. There were some golfing awards handed out. I know we need to get to our Redbird recap, though, with the Cardinals splitting yesterday with Detroit.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. It was a doubleheader split yesterday at Comerica Park in Detroit. The Cardinals came back to steal one, trailing 1-0 going to the ninth. They got two runs and won it 2-1. Ryan Helsley picked up his 10th save. Matthew Liberatore was the winner. And Paul Goldschmidt started a streak of five consecutive hits in the doubleheader, but his four hits in the second game, not enough, as Detroit won the nightcap 11-6.
Pitching was not good in game two. The Cardinals were able to score six runs, not enough to win. Unfortunately, a rough start for Steven Matz.
But in the first game, they did save the best for last.
They really did. What a great ninth inning it was. Three hits that came in succession to get the Cardinals on top. Ryan Helsley picked up yet another save.
And it was Pedro Pajes who got his first Major League RBI with a sacrifice fly. Now today, the Cardinals go for a series win on the final day of the road trip. Miles Michaelis will start.
It'd be a great road trip if you could win two series in a row on it, and good way to start off the month of May.
We're on the air today at 11:15 a.m.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Illinois golfer Max Herendeen, Big Ten Freshman of the Year, and congratulations to Jackson Buchanan, All Big Ten First Team, Ryan Voice, Second Team All Big Ten Honors, and we had Timmy Crawford Sportsmanship Award. The regional selection is at 1 o'clock today. In 16 consecutive seasons, we've gotten the tab, 19 under Coach Mike Small. So let's see what we can do there. And number 5, Parkland Golf Team punched their ticket to the 2024 National Championship with a 33-stroke victory in the 2024 NJCAA Division II Region 24 Championship yesterday, as the Cobras compiled a three-round team score of 849, 3-under, at the par 71 Wybring Golf Club, improving their 12-stroke lead after one round yesterday to win their second straight Regional 24 title.
Yep.
So nice job, Cobras.
Yeah, Corbin Stevens again. What a job he's done with Parkland, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. All right. And the Cubbies lost, I think.
Yes, 4-2 with the New York Mets on top. It's a 6-10 start as we wrap up that series over on US 105.9. Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 6-5. They'll have a day game today at 1:10.
All right, Cardinals again early, 12:10 first pitch. We'll have it here. 11:15 pregame. All right, weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they've got their FlexiPass sale going on now. If you want to try out various fitness classes and opportunities for you, urbanaparks.org for details.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. We'll get into a warm-up with a little more humidity for the end part of the week. Weekend looks to be pretty good. Generally drier with above-average temperature readings, and this mild setup continues on with a seasonal distribution of rainfall again for next week. In the meantime, sunny to partly cloudy, mild for the day today. Southwest to west breezes a bit gusty. They'll fade. Shift northwest later this afternoon. Up to 78 we go. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and 59. Tomorrow, warm. May becoming more humid. A stray shower chance in the morning and slightly better odds, but not great late tomorrow afternoon. Good part of the day tomorrow is dry and a high at around 84 degrees on a gusty south wind. Couple of showers, thunderstorms in here tomorrow night, more so after midnight. Lows down to 62 and a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder Friday morning, up to 75. Maybe a sprinkle late Saturday night. We're dry for the weekend. 77 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms back in early next week. Highs near 80. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve is meeting today. Stock futures are lower as investors anticipate the Fed keeping interest rates higher for longer. Bitcoin is also slumping ahead of the Fed decision. The price is under $58,000. Bitcoin rose to $73,000 back in March. Kraft Heinz earnings were in line with expectations. It's standing by its forecast for the year, though sales volume declined. CVS Health is cutting its forecast for the year, and the stock is slumping. The drugstore and health insurance company blames the high cost of Medicare Advantage plans. Cruise operator Viking is expected to go public today. The stock is priced at $24 a share at the high end of expectations. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average for a 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 7.29% last week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control.
Over 40 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area.
Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
All right, so what'd you miss? Overnight, Columbia was cleared out.
Okay.
The university actually asked for help, and the police got that down in 2 hours.
Okay.
They climbed the ladder, broke into a window, and then took away all the furniture blocking the door.
I see.
So that's done. Then we played that call from the mom concerned about her son trying to get into a library, study and stuff, and was not allowed even near it. And that phone call we played yesterday, well, things got hairy overnight on the campus of UCLA, clashing with a pro-Israeli group, the anti-Israeli group, and the pro-Israeli, in the middle of the night, were essentially clashing, fighting, whatever, for 3 full hours before police even showed up. 3 hours without any police. That's not what we want.
Right.
So if you don't call the police, they're not going to come.
Right.
And the campus, I guess, has jurisdiction. So finally, Karen Bass responded because the university had asked for help.
Okay.
And then they finally showed up, and by 4 a.m., things were done there.
Right.
Doesn't take long if you just
once you bring in law enforcement. Otherwise, it's just kind of vigilante anarchy. And but if we're looking away, does the, you know, the whole push for getting in front of the camera and everything,
I mean, the people that are doing this for the most part are completely covered. You have no idea who they are. The guy breaking into Hamilton Hall at Columbia was completely covered and had sunglasses where he poked holes in his mask to break in with a hammer. He wasn't a student. The pay is like $3,000 for these agitators. They have to work 8 hours a week, and it's a three-month deal.
Okay.
So it'd be 24 hours divided by, you know, 3,000. So
right.
It's pretty good coin, I guess, making money. And there are people that train.
Right.
They're occupiers, and they train the youngsters that don't know how to do it. I don't know the latest on Champaign-Urbana's campus here at the University of Illinois. I've not heard, not been there. I think tents were still up as of yesterday, mm-hmm. I believe. But it seems, fortunately, to be a little less.
I had a U of I student that lives near the quad, heard chanting at 6 a.m. and wasn't appreciative of that, saying, I would think that was a noise ordinance violation, but I don't know who's enforcing
it. Well, give them credit for getting up early. I've seen that. I've seen that the other way. A guy brought a rooster and a megahorn and was waking all them up. Not here, but somewhere. I mean, these are everywhere.
Well, finally, it's finals week, and people are needing their sleep. And
a lot of them,
and,
I mean, they're not even getting, in some places, they're not doing graduation because of this. And these are the same kids that missed their high school because of the COVID. Mm. Man. So, and there's obviously people not happy. And I think common sense rules, you can protest. But when you break the law, you break the law, and you're going to pay for it. And there's no amnesty. I hate to break it to them. There's not going to be amnesty, or we're going to charge you if you break the law. Folks, the police have cameras on all their bodies, so everything is documented. It's going to be hard to know who's who if you're covered. I mean, that's just like a bank robber, isn't
it? Yeah.
You just go in and you don't have no. That's, if you really believe in the cause, take off your mask. Show who you are.
Yeah.
All right, 7:27. It's Wednesday. We know what that means. Brother Johnny, Ed Martin, jump on the radio. I'll play a clip from that woman calling, concerned about her Jewish student trying to get in a building to study.
Okay.
It's just unbelievable.
I did read this story. Elise Knutson has picked her final destination. The Millikan women's basketball star announced she's taking her talents to Illinois State for her final season of college. Last season, Knutson set a new Millikan single season record, scoring 763 points. She became Millikan's all-time career leading scorer and finished her career with 2,274 points in 101 games. In 2023, Knutson won the Jostens Trophy, which was given to the top Division III women's player.
Always nice to add a talent who's second to Caitlin Clark in average in all divisions of women's basketball last year.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a scorer, an all-time leading scorer at Unity High School, now at Millikan. What will she do in her final year at ISU? I think
right. It's
wonderful. She deserves it. What a cool deal. And plus, ISU's right here, man.
That's right. Go Redbirds.
Of course, Millikan was too, but now she's in the Valley. Very competitive. It'll be awesome. All right, going to break. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, next. It is Wednesday. The date is May 1. We are now turning the calendar. Fifth month already. Graduation season. A lot of prom still going on coming up, I think.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. Time is 7:29.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Coming Saturday, June 22nd, it's the Cardinal Bus Trip, brought to you by Route 66 Solar. Yes, join us for a beautiful day in St. Louis
as we take on the San Francisco Giants. For information about our suite and all the beverages and food that are included and a wonderful motor coach from Timmy Tours, simply text in BUS to 217-359-2255. Join us Saturday, June 22nd for the annual Cardinal Bus Trip from ESPN 93.5. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop with the LAPD and California Highway Patrol on the campus of UCLA stopping a brawl between pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian protesters.
It was 2 a.m. Eastern, roughly, that these brawls, this out-and-out fighting, what at times looked like a riot, started. It wasn't until after 5 a.m. Eastern that any law enforcement got onto the campus.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in L.A. Portland State University in Oregon closed again today. Pro-Palestinian protesters seizing control of a library for a third straight day.
I don't think that the ostensible goal here of helping Palestinians is really what anybody's doing.
In front of the library, barricaded, police are monitoring the situation. Columbia University's Hamilton Hall back in control of the school. University gave the NYPD the green light to clear out the building. America's listening to Fox News.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Here's a look at local news. A teen is dead after a crash in Mattoon over the weekend. A 17-year-old died following the accident Saturday near Woodlawn Avenue. The Coles County Coroner's Office identified the victim as Daniel Brummett. An investigation is underway. A Calumet City man charged with the murder and Champaign shooting in February. Police say the man shot February 19th in the 700 block of West Vine Street. The victim treated and released from the hospital. Investigators determined that the man seated in his car in the driveway when Alan Williams approached and opened fire. An investigation underway following an armed robbery in Urbana. Police say a masked armed man with a gun entered the business Friday in the 1500 block of North Cunningham Avenue demanding money from the cashier. A cashier gave the person an unknown amount of cash. He fled the scene on foot to a nearby apartment complex. Anyone with information, call police. That's a look at what's happening on your Wednesday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Free tomato plants. For over four decades, we've been welcoming spring with free tomato plants from First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Everyone is welcome to two free tomato plants at the return of this great First Federal and community tradition for the 42nd year. To get your two free super fantastic variety tomato plants Monday, May 6th, just come into our lobby at either First Federal location, 1311 South Neal Street, Champaign, or 301 West Springfield Avenue, Urbana. While supplies last, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., we look forward to seeing you on May 6th. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
All right, weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Windows, doors, siding, gutters, they've got it all for spring home improvement projects. Consider visiting KramerSiding.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. We'll get into a warm-up with a little more humidity for the end part of the week. Weekend looks to be pretty good. Generally drier with above-average temperature readings, and this mild setup continues on with a seasonal distribution of rainfall again for next week. In the meantime, sunny to partly cloudy, mild for the day today. Southwest to west breezes a bit gusty. They'll fade. Shift northwest later this afternoon. Up to 78 we go. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and 59. Tomorrow, warm. warm and becoming more humid. A stray shower chance in the morning and slightly better odds, but not great late tomorrow afternoon. Good part of the day tomorrow is dry and a high at around 84 degrees on a gusty south wind. A couple of showers, thunderstorms in here tomorrow night, more so after midnight. Lows down to 62 and a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder Friday morning, up to 75. Maybe a sprinkle late Saturday night. We're dry for the weekend. 77 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms back in early next week. Highs near 80. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
We on Facebook?
I haven't checked yet.
I just want to document this here. Uh-huh. I have a feeling this could get interesting here this morning. Stand by. It appears that we are a functioning part of Facebook Live this morning.
Okay.
For now. Wednesday mornings brings Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Farm Legal Defense Fund, live from near the swamp in Virginia. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Yeah, let's see if we can get bumped off Facebook Live as quick as maybe best record ever. Maybe the best ever, as Trump would say.
Brother Johnny down at Bible study where we all need to be. It's New Orleans, Louisiana. Hey, Johnny!
Good morning. We're here.
All right. Well, it kind of fell apart last night in Westwood, California, UCLA. More protests. Yesterday, we played a clip of a concerned Jewish mother regarding her child at UCLA.
They said because he's Jewish, he cannot enter that area and that they won't issue him a wristband.
So that wasn't a university thing. That's probably the protesters that are out there.
Right. So are the protesters allowed to not allow a student who pays tuition access to their class in the library?
No, they're not allowed, but unfortunately they have kind of taken over that little area right there. But is there any other entrance that your son can enter through?
No, they are barricading every area for him to get into. Okay, lastly, just so I know, at what point does UCPD get involved? Because if my child's safety...
So if your son needs police assistance, then of course, he can contact us.
So I'm calling and saying he needs police assistance to get into his class, that people aren't letting him into his class.
We're not forcing them to move out of the area. That's what, if he's getting attacked or he has a police concern, then yes. But the fact that it's just locked off, they're not intervening with that right now.
So if he physically gets attacked, at that point, we should contact you.
All I'm saying is we're not blocking that.
Wow, unbelievable.
Five, six, seven,
yeah, the sounds of summer of love, perhaps another summer of love, Ed, coming. What's your take on this whole thing, Ed Martin?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's sad, right? It's sad and upsetting, and it puts us all in a position where, you know, it looks and feels so bad for the country. I mean, a couple of details, you know, Donald Trump called in last night on one of the cable shows and said, look at those NYPD. They basically went in and cleaned out one of the buildings that had been seized by these vandals. You got a situation. You could hear in that woman's voice. You know, she's got instructions from her employer. We're telling anyone that calls that we can't do anything to get them into their classes. But maybe they can call back if there's violence against their child. I mean, the person on the phone, the operator, I kind of felt bad for her. I mean, what kind of organization, what kind of country is putting her people in this place, right? And so I don't understand myself. The choices are not limited. I mean, are limited. You just either do the right thing and do it soon, or you're going to end up with this going on and on and on. And it looks like that's what the Democrats have decided. So it's a mess. And now the more interesting question is, it's a mess that's costing Democrats every single day. And it's costing the Democrat Party and Biden every single day. And usually they can gin up these kinds of things, you know, the Floyd riots and the Black Lives Matter to help their cause. Now they're in a situation, I kind of think it's like Frankenstein. They created these monsters, this network of far left, lunatic, crazy, literally crazy people. And they and starting them up, and then they could, you know, tell them to stop after they get the energy out. Now they can't stop them, because if you say, well, no, guys, I know it's a left-wing cause to be for the the Hamas terrorists, but we got to stop now. It's hurting Joe Biden. They can't stop them. So, it's Frankenstein. And I, as one of the activists said on the more conservative side, step back and let's see how the left tears itself apart.
Well, too, Stevie, there's the answer is that it allowed for them to do that? And the answer is yeah. And that's our system has accommodated this kind of behavior for a long, long time. And the people who push it, as Eddie says, have been from the left. But now when they're kind of in a bind and they say, wait a minute now, this isn't what we want to do, they can't hold back. And so I do think, Eddie, that you could pull back the professionals that you have to be there, and then also you could limit the number of people from outside of the college that come pouring in.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I want to point to St. Louis, guys, in my hometown. I'm so proud. Washington University, they didn't tolerate this for very long. Now, Washington University, a lot like NYU and Columbia, have a high percentage of Jewish students. But at Washington University, they waded in, and there was some jerk, a Southern Illinois professor there. They knocked him on his tail, broke his ribs, and sent him to the hospital. All you have to do is do that a couple times, and people realize, that's not worth it. Let's take a bus up to Chicago where they won't do anything to us. So, but again, when you're living in a country where if you go to New York City right now and you walk around the city, you will see packs. I call them gangs. I think of as more numbers, but packs of 10 to 15 migrants standing around on the corners, looking, looking less than disheveled, looking disheveled, and looking at you like, can I grab your iPhone? Can I grab your wallet? If that's what's happening in your cities, if that's the lawlessness you have, and the serious efforts of law enforcement is to try to figure out if someone who had an affair with a woman 24 years ago somehow maybe paid money to have her not tell her story is a criminal, which is what's happening in New York. The country's looking up going, man, we got. It's like when your kids look at you and you're doing something wrong as a parent, you realize, like, they're looking at me to be better than this. I got to get better. And nobody's getting better right now in this country.
Well, and Stevie, I know you got some other stuff, but I read another piece by Ed Martin about how
all right.
judges are blocking states from stopping guys playing on girls' teams. I always go to that because that's kind of an extreme. Anybody who would get in a leadership position and support that, Title IX was made to allow women to have equal opportunities in sports. They're just going to trash the whole thing, Steve. You can't vote for that. You get it's all connected with the border, the crime, the gangs in the streets, the protests on the campus, guys playing on the girls' teams in the locker room too. Eddie, how do you vote? You can't vote for the Democrats, because the Democrats can't stop their party from pushing it. And that's a done deal, and I'm very disappointed we don't hear more about that from the Republicans. Because, Eddie, you can tell Stevie there's been a lot of judges saying, no, it's discriminating, Steve. If this guy says he's a girl, he's a girl, and you can't discriminate against a girl. What is that?
Right.
Yeah. No, we're living in this time when it so much of this life doesn't make a lot of sense, and you're saying we're talking about what? How is that? And there are people that totally feel like we feel, but they're nervous to say it or speak it because of what ramifications will fall upon them. So I think we're in the vast majority of the same think on this.
And you have to make a connection. The people who support that are running the country. In other words, they concluded, this is okay.
Yeah.
What other decisions will they make? Well, we're seeing it.
Yeah.
The whole thing's
falling
apart.
And I will tell you something, guys. On Monday night, I guess it was, I was invited to a dinner. I didn't realize it would be such a small dinner. It ended up only being about 10 people, including two very senior elected officials, Republicans, in the House. And in talking to them, the one thing I would warn people right now is it's politically – everything is going the direction of throwing those idiots that are in power out. And by the way, Johnny's really right. And I'll forward to you guys an email I got from one of the old lions of the conservative movement, Richard Vigory, who wrote an email. And he said, you got to stop talking about progressives and liberals. It's the Democrat Party that's doing this. This is the Democrat, and it's truly evil. It's a spiritual as well as a physical and political battle. The one caution I would say is a lot of people think now that, you know, Trump is up in the polls and all. And I would just say this. In this moment, you cannot run campaigns. You cannot think in a normal political way. To Johnny's point, you have to sort of run through the tape or maybe even worse, go past, not worse, but more of a start, go past the finish line and beat the hell out of these people. And not literally everyone, no violence. But, I mean, you can't say, oh, if we just get another set of good guys in, they'll do better. You got to prove these people wrong and hold them accountable. I mean, if you're an elected official or a judge and you say that a man get dressed up as a woman and go in, and there will end up being rapes and sexual assaults, you should be held accountable. It's like Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, this came out in the last 10 days. Liz Cheney, when she was running the fake January 6th committee, she called a meeting, and the lawyers and the investigators said to her, you can't say that. It's not true. And she said, I don't care. Say it. And they said it, and the guy they said it about got death threats. And about 10 days later, they had another meeting, and she said, I'm going to say it again. And they said, now you can't say it because it's not true, and it led to death threats. And she said, I don't care. Say it again. My point here is, once you know or should have known that you're putting people in danger, physical danger, and rape, you know, assault and destruction, then you have to be held accountable. You talk about vengeance. It's not vengeance to have a new administration that goes and arrests these idiots. And I would arrest judges that do this transgender stuff. They know or should have known that they're putting people in danger. They're not putting a small business's tax credit at risk. They're putting a 16-year-old girl at danger of being raped. And somebody's got to be held accountable.
Well, and that's right. I mean, we just can't keep tolerating it, Steve. Like our friend always said, you get what you tolerate. And
right.
We just have to be aware. Now, I will say, Stevie, the game plan seems to be cause unrest somehow, whatever. Maybe they picked the wrong thing with the Palestinians. And then work those, let's say, voting machines and how to deliver the vote. And that's all they can do. And I really don't think they can win. Of course, I think we've heard this now. This would be the third or fourth election in a row where we've heard someone say, well, if the other side wins, then they cheated. Well, I'm going to say that again. if the Democrats
win. Well, my only thing there, Johnny, is that your home senator, Stevie J's home senator there in Illinois, Dick Durbin, sent a letter 10 days ago to the administration signed by about 20 Democrat senators saying, hey, we got to really move along here. We got to have an amnesty plan so that the people that are here illegally can register to vote and participate. Their voice needs to be heard. We got to have a system, by the way, where it's too burdensome for old people to vote. We got to use the federal law to incentivize mail-in ballots that are, you know, no fault and all that stuff. So while I agree with you, the margins are going in a direction where if they cheat this time, it will be too obvious that it was cheating. I don't think they care. And when you hear what I just said about sending some of these bastards to jail, this time they're not thinking, oh, man, we might be on the outs for 4 years. We'll have to strategize on how to, you know, make a lot of money and then we'll come back in. I think they know if Trump wins, there's a really good chance that guys like me and others are going to come for them and they're going to end up in real trouble and in legal trouble. And when no violence, of course. And so I think it's an existential, it's not even an existential crisis. Existential crisis would be if you cared about the country. It's a practical crisis for them. Because if you're these prosecutors and judges and lying, thieving people, you got a good chance now that you've been exposed. You can't hide from it. And if you actually get leaders in office who want to do something instead of just talk, then you're going to go to jail. And now it becomes, I've got to really do the Hail Mary here. I've got to really get rid of this Trump guy. The lawfare didn't work. What else can we do? What else have we got? That's where they are. And I think it's a real danger. There's no way to, we have to run to the crisis. At this point, we have to pull the Band-Aid off because we can't live like this as a nation. But it's very, very tough and it's very dangerous. And God knows how we got a guy like Trump to run at this moment in history because nobody else could survive this stuff in terms of
the impact. And that's what I think might be his biggest protection, because there's just if they can't quite get them over, they'll just suck it up for 4 years because it'll just come back harder the next time, and then who will there be? But I have to point out, Eddie, as far as Illinois, in defense of my home state, it is the state's right. So they can, all these things that, quote, voter fraud, you can make them all legal. So, and then it's not voter fraud right. at all. So I think right. Illinois kind of plays it a little straighter, and they just have some pretty, I'd say, loose rules that allow for a lot of potential vulnerability. And as a result, it's a solid blue state. And I think that's a result more of how the voting rules are set up than people's sentiments.
Okay, lastly, and I'll reiterate again, I do not think it'll be Joe Biden as the Democratic candidate, and I don't think they're going to be able to control what happens in Chicago at the Democratic convention in August. What do you say about that, Ed?
Well, I am beginning to get to your position on Chicago. I think that there is now a real solid chance of true chaos. And you know, I hate to do this. I'm being a little too generous, but I think the Mayor Daley's of the world would have figured out how to plan ahead. I don't think that these nitwits in charge of Chicago have any real sense. So the likelihood is you get Joe Biden's federal folks and the locals, and they make a real mess of it. So I think that's true. I disagree on the Biden thing. I think they don't care. They can't. It's past the point that they can do something to change that up. Unless he passes away or something. But I will say, your governor Pritzker is spending money like a drunken sailor in all the directions you would if you're running for president. And I would like to point out, guys, I don't know if I mentioned last week, Illinois' own Rahm Emanuel made an appearance in the Trump trial last week when it was admitted by the publisher of the National Enquirer that he did buy a story from a woman who had an affair with Rahm Emanuel, an extramarital affair. And I thought, well, there you go. Rahm Emanuel's probably going to run for president in 4 years. He's got all the credentials now. So I think Chicago's out of control. But I don't see how they can get rid of Biden. I just don't see. I don't see practically because of Kamala now and the late hours. So I think they just prop him up and hope against hope that Trump implodes. And that's probably not out of bad bet. He just hasn't done it yet.
All right, last word, Johnny.
Well, I do think that the kind of the nefarious powers that kind of pay the professionals to instigate might still want to do that in Chicago, but. Yeah. The reason it gets out of hand is because it's allowed to. The Chicago police, the FBI, with the Democratic Party, can stop them from happening. You just go do things like, oh, you can't stop them from meeting. Yeah, you can. They're going to burn down the city. And you take them out, the leaders, before they can organize it. So they can stop it with the proper authorities. The problem is the proper authorities determine which one they want to stop and which they don't. And so if you don't think the Chicago police force could shut that down if they just told the guys, hey, we're actually not going to play this time, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah, they'd have to give the authority to do that.
I don't think that they're going to allow that kind of thing to happen in Chicago. And it gets into because it does make the current power, the people in power, the Democratic administration, it'll make them look bad, and they have the power to stop it.
All right, Ed, how can people find Ed Martin?
You know, proamericareport.com, guys. If you go there and sign up, it's a free Substack, and I'm emailing out of there. And all of our stuff at phyllisschlafly.com is great, and over on X at Eagle Ed Martin. But if you go to proamericareport.com, I'm doing more TV and other there, so that's probably the best place.
And thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Back to Bible study. Pray
thanks,
for us.
Guys.
Pray for America. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate both of you. ESPN 93.5. We check your weather. Brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. We'll get into a warm-up with a little more humidity for the end part of the week. Weekend looks to be pretty good. Generally drier with above-average temperature readings, and this mild setup continues on with a seasonal distribution of rainfall again for next week. In the meantime, sunny to partly cloudy, mild for the day today. Southwest to west breezes a bit gusty. They'll fade. Shift northwest later this afternoon. Up to 78 we go. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and 59. Tomorrow, warm. warm and becoming more humid. A stray shower chance in the morning. Has slightly better odds, but not great late tomorrow afternoon. Good part of the day tomorrow is dry and high at around 84 degrees on a gusty south wind. A couple of showers, thunderstorms in here tomorrow night, more so after midnight. Lows down to 62 and a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder Friday morning, up to 75. Maybe a sprinkle late Saturday night. We're dry for the weekend. 77 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms back in early next week. Highs near 80. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Well, he's been at his work for a number of years. I think this is his seventh year at Good Vibes. Is that right, Steve? Is that? I actually could add, 46 to that or something, yeah. Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. He's been there since day one, Karen.
I think you're right on.
Yeah, mutton chops, the whole thing back in the day. He's at Good Vibes, where you get your home theaters and all the cool stuff electronically. What do you got beside that 8-foot television that's ridiculous?
I just always wanted to say this on the radio. Mayday, mayday.
Yes, it's today.
First.
It's mayday.
Because it is. But yeah, with the plane's not going down, there's no problem here. But that was just sort of fun. It is the start of No Pay May, and that means you can get, for example, a 65-inch LG OLED TV for $146 a month. That's delivered, taxed, everything. Over the course of a year, it is 0%. Have you seen interest rates lately? Nobody's talking about 0%, but with prices the way they are on a lot of things, this will make it a little easier for you to get into, some of the cool stuff that we've got. Yesterday, Mike, our store manager, went to Sony School. They set up an elaborate demonstration of their competition. Not too much LG, but kind of a lot of Samsung, and took swipes at them here and there. But the technical superiority was demonstrated literally at every level in terms of brightness, in terms of contrast, color accuracy, everything that makes an image good and proper. Sony has a better way to make it. They have a whole new series of TVs coming. They're last of the party. So the LG and Samsung's are already out. Sony's will be coming along later this month, so you'll be able to take advantage of No Pay May to get into that, or use it to get a closeout, because we're going to have some deals on the current models that we have to move out of the way, because it's time to clear the decks for the new stuff from Sony. But I love it that we're associated with this company that makes the most serious image-making devices. Oh, and sound, too. The receivers are some of the best on Earth. And it's the longest relationship we have with any company that's been there since 1972, I think. So proud of that one.
Well, you guys do it all. You install. You got people that have done this for a very long time, and people are pretty surprised once you set everything up and the sound you can get. You kind of have your own home theater. It might be why movies are kind of going downhill, because I got my own theater at home now. It's just very affordable.
It's true. Movies are on TV now. Yeah. And they're in real home theaters.
Yep.
They're going straight to Netflix.
Back when Steve was unloading boxes back in the early 1970s, there's a group called The Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
And, big hair and got the window rolled down. Probably listening to WLS Music Radio out of Chicago.
Absolutely.
What a dance move.
How can people find Good Vibes?
You can find us on the web, where it still thinks it's April, at gvibes.com. You can find us for real at 2010 Round Bar next to the driver's license facility. Call me up at 351-0909.
Keep it going, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie.
Steve Suderman at Good Vibes, Round Barn in Champaign. Oh, these Temptations had it going on.
Yeah,
huh?
They did. And Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Remember that? That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to celebrate law enforcement, because that's what we do here. Somebody once said, that's controversial. I said, no, it's not. It's called appreciation.
Yeah.
We need them. We got an outstanding officer in our studio. We'll celebrate coming up.
You
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.